Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Her speeches behind the scenes here in Charlotte this week have wowed the small rooms, leaving those who heard her impressed and enthusiastic about U.S. Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren. She spoke to thousands in the convention hall last night in a speech viewed by organizers as among the more important this week. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov was with the delegates last night and has this report.
Just 1 year ago, Elizabeth Warren had not officially launched her campaign for Senate. Last night, she took to the national stage and marveled at how far she'd come.
I never thought I'd run for the Senate, and I sure never dreamed that I'd be the warm-up act for President Bill Clinton.
As delegates waved signs that said, "Middle class first," Warren played up the theme of her campaign against the incumbent, Republican Senator Scott Brown, protecting working families.
But now, for many years, our middle class has been chipped, squeezed, and hammered.
She also told her personal story and used one of her signature lines, one that's emblazoned on T-shirts worn by many delegates.
People have hearts. They have kids. They get jobs. They get sick. They cry. They dance. They live. They love. And they die. And that matters because we don't run this country for corporations.
These words were hard to hear in the arena because Warren delivered her speech in a quiet voice, in an almost subdued manner. Much of the address was similar to those she uses on the campaign trail in Massachusetts. But at the convention, she did not mention her opponent or even that she's running for Senate. She stuck to jabs at Mitt Romney and praise for President Obama.
He believes in a country where nobody gets a free ride or a golden parachute. A country where anyone who has a great idea and rolls up their sleeves has a chance to build a business.
At the end, the arena erupted with chants of her name as if she were running for president. From every state, they all knew her name. Massachusetts delegates widely praised her speech. Marilyn Powers says she appreciated that Warren didn't deliver angry one-line attacks.
There's a quiet, peaceful resolution about her that you know she believes in what she's doing.
The speech played well from Arkansas to Kentucky, where Delegate Kay McCollum says she was impressed.
I've heard a lot about her, but, you know, it was just different to see her. And I thought, oh, my goodness. She wasn't loud. She was sincere, soft, and kind.
Carol Butler from Oregon says she wants Warren in the Senate.
Oregonians have been watching her throughout this campaign anyway because she's such a compelling figure. And she's caught the attention, I think, of Democrats and progressives all over the country.
But while Elizabeth Warren has caught the attention at the Democrats' convention, to get to the national stage again, she'll have to win the Senate seat in November. And right now, polls show her trailing Senator Scott Brown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov at the Democratic National Convention.